Iran's ambassador to the United Nations told NPR today that his country has finished retaliating against the U.S. That is likely a bit of relief for the handful of people who have family members in prison in Iran. Many of those families have been anxiously watching the escalating crisis, including our next guest. Joanne White is the mother of Michael White, a Navy veteran from Imperial Beach, California. Michael was in Iran in July of 2018, visiting a woman he said he was in love with. He had been to Iran before, but during this visit, he was arrested and imprisoned. He was later sentenced to 10 years in prison on charges of insulting the country's leader and posting a private photo online. A lawyer for the family criticized the charges, calling them a pretext for a hostage-taking. And there are questions about what happens now. Michael's mother, Joanne White, joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you.
I can imagine you're overcome with worry and grief. What has it been like to watch the news out of Iran in the last week?
Yeah, it's kind of nerve-wracking. I'm just hoping a war don't escalate. That wouldn't be good for the U.S. because there'd be a lot of casualties.
And I can imagine your thoughts are directly to your son and the situation there and what this might mean for your ongoing efforts to get him released.
Right now it's at a standstill, so I mean, nothing can be done right now.
Yeah.
You know, because of all the tensions between Iran and Trump.
Michael is in prison in the city of Mashhad. When was the last time you heard from him, and what does he tell you?
The last call I had was on the 30th. And it was about 2:30 in the morning. Correct. And at that point, all he told me was starving to death. You know, I questioned about money that was put on the books for him. The money was put, but he wasn't notified of it. So he had no knowledge of it. He just told me he was starving to death. And ever since then, I've been trying to get information on his well-being with no luck.
How did his voice sound?
Well, he sounded stressed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if I was in that position, I would be really stressed.
Absolutely. He called you at 2:30 in the morning.
Well, he tried calling at 10, but I was out doing dishes in the kitchen, and my phone wasn't ringing, apparently. But he did call back at 2:30. And by 7 o'clock, I was calling the State Department. I've called the State Department so many times, it's unreal, trying to get information on Mike's well-being. You know, with no luck. No one's been able to get a hold of him. The prison won't give information on him, so I don't know.
You've also been concerned about him, not only because he's been telling you that he's starving to death, but he suffers from acute asthma. And before he went to Iran, he had been through chemotherapy and radiation for a neck tumor. Had he told you anything else about his health during that phone call?
Well, not this last phone call. He just told me he was starving to death. But I know he's had melanoma taken off his back. He's had a root canal, but he said all of his teeth hurt.
And that was while he was there, in prison.
That's correct. That's correct. So he did get reoccurring cancer.
Iran is also known to be holding a handful of other Americans. Have you connected with any of those other families?
No.
Mm. And so you've basically been reading about their plight along with yours in the newspapers.
That's correct. And, you know, I'm more concerned about my son because of his health. You know, his health is really declining. And, you know, at this point, I just want to know he's okay.
Is Michael your only son?
No. I have Mike, Dan, Steve, and Jeremy, and then I have my daughter, Mandy.
Mike is your oldest.
Mike's his birthday's on the 24th of this month. He'll be 48.
What would you want to see from the U.S. government right now in terms of how it's handling the crisis and potential war with Iran?
Well, I don't want to see a war because that would be, you know, like Iraq. And there would be so many U.S. service members, men and women, killed, and I would never want to see that. You know, I don't think it's worth it. I think it's unnecessary. It'd be a tragedy for me. I mean, you know, I can just imagine, you know, from what I'm going through, what would other parents go through if their loved ones were killed over there?
That's Joanne White. Her son Michael is being held in a prison in Iran. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking your time.
We reached out to the State Department for an update on Michael White's case. They directed us to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's interview with NBC's Meet the Press earlier this month. Secretary Pompeo said the U.S. is working diligently to get prisoners held in Iran home.
We continue to work on that process to get every American held anywhere in the world, including by the kleptocrats and theocrats in Iran, to get them to return American hostages. We will never give up on that mission.